Femininity is very much about stillness, receptivity, passivity, and allowing. And the ocean of life to wash us clean in its peace, in its shimmering stillness, its eternal presence, its unfathomable love. And as we do that, we receive a transformational experience. We immerse ourselves in the living waters of life, and we are renewed, soft, gentle, deep breaths, hands together in front of the heart, smiling from the heart with love and gratitude. Close the eyes, look up within. Just allow yourself to receive something beautiful. Soft, gentle, deep breaths. Soft, gentle, deep breaths. Now, as we vibrate with reverence, respect, humility, love, and gratitude, and we immerse ourselves in the protocols that I'm sharing and including in this package, using the Sun Pop program to dissolve the negative vibrations and the disharmonious vibrations that are other than reverence, respect, humility, love, and gratitude, in the ego construct, stored in the psyche, in the soul, subconscious and unconscious recordings. As we use Sun Pop to dissolve that, and the prayer, Howard Wills' prayers, to dissolve the ancestral matrix, what happens is we liberate ourselves from the negative vibrations that have accumulated. And this allows this underlying perfection to flow into us through these channels of our psyche. The psyche is like a load of tunnels and channels through which currents of life energy, life force flow. And these currents are coloured and affected by the vibrations that are recorded through the memories stored in the subconscious and the unconscious vaults of the psyche and the soul. Mixed in with those is all our ancestral soul matrix vibrations. So we're connected by filaments of light in an ocean of energy with our ancestral soul matrix, all the other souls that you're related to, connected to, and we could say we're connected to them all. So in order for us to navigate this realm, these realms, we need to be acutely aware and sensitive of them. And as we become more aware and more sensitive, more connected, through a feminine, passive, nurturing, tender, receptive state, we can allow ourselves to be cleansed by this almighty power within us. And remember, we're descending into the world. We're not ascending out of the world. This notion of ascension adding something to oneself to improve oneself, to be a better version of yourself. That's all a distorted perception of the ego. It's all part of the illusion of life. What's actually happening is as perfect spiritual beings, we are descending into the world, and we have to go through our own levels of our own self, which is the levels of mind from the conscious through this subconscious into the unconscious, from the crown chakras down to the roots, through the levels of relaxation, through beta wave brain states to alpha wave brain states to theta wave brain states to delta wave brain states. We have to shift the resonance and the vibration of our central nervous system, turn the sympathetic response off, and turn the parasympathetic response on. So we have the right kind of chemicals, and of course we can support all this with our diets, cleaning up our blood. I recommend Dr. Robert Kassar approach to bioterrain modification. Dr. Robert Kassar, Earth Share. He's got it going on. And of course, the deep, 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 deep connection with oneself, which affects everything on a cellular level. So just to recap, I'm trying to keep it as simple as possible for you. We're busy people, our lives are kind of overwhelming in many ways. I gave you a lot of information and tools in the videos. You have the Sun Pop program to dissolve the ego construct. You have the Angel Qigong program to underpin the whole thing with spiritual practice. What you need to do is put all these things together. As a woman, and the overriding principle of the feminine in action is stillness, tender receptivity in the beauty of tenderness. If we can have that overriding, underpinning attitude that gives us a foundation of certainty, that in our stillness, in our receptivity, in our tenderness, in the beauty of that, if we can sit with that in depth through deep relaxation, inner peace, that in itself is a tremendously empowering way of being that fuels us, allows this ocean of eternal power to flow into us. If we can connect with that, put those things together, then simply in our beingness, we're able to absorb everything that we need in order to navigate successfully and gracefully through this world ahead of us. And of course, we know all this is way easier said than done. That's why the whole thing is based on practice, practice, practice. So there's a little introduction. I'll be back with some more.